Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, 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 everybody. This is Taria Vision Avant, and I'm so excited because today is the official first day of the Urban CEO Network Radio Show, and this is episode one, so definitely pumped up, definitely excited to have you guys a part of this. Hey, do me a favor, if you are on this show, if you're dialing into this call, whether you're listening to the replay or you are listening live, make sure that you go over to UrbanCEONetwork.com or UrbanCEONetwork.com so that you can join us. Make sure that you post and include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. So join us again by going Urban CEO Radio Show. You want to include that hashtag so that you can listen to us live. Ladies and gents, again, my name is Taria Vision Avant, and let me tell you something. This is definitely a movement that has been long in the making. This is something that I truly feel that as an urban CEO, we need in our community. You know, as an urban CEO, urban stands for unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. I want us as CEOs to be able to be comfortable in our own skin, to be able to operate multiple million-dollar businesses in the ways that we like it. And I also believe that for our young kings and our young queens, they need to have some CEOs that they can look up to, have other kings and queens that they can look up to. And so this is most definitely a movement. I am so excited about what it is that we're doing. And most importantly, what we're going to be doing, guys, is we're going to allow you, our other urban CEOs, to be a part of this call. Now, one of the things I want you guys to know is that every single week, we're going to be doing this call live on Mondays and Fridays. We're going to start off on Mondays and Fridays, and then we're going to extend it to more days. But we want to start off just giving everybody that opportunity to be able to plug in. This is going to be a midday call, so we're going to be doing it every single Monday and Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, right? 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then you will have the opportunity to actually get on here and do what we call share your breakthroughs. Now, let me just explain to you what a breakthrough is. A breakthrough is for any one of our urban CEOs where you've been able to do something and accomplish something new for the week, and you want to share what you've done. Because look, as let's just keep it all the way real. When we're out here in the streets, y'all, and we're out here grinding, the truth is that, look, it's hard. And sometimes, you know, we can get beat up. Sometimes, you know, it can be situations where, look, Taria, you know, this is what I say to myself, Taria, I don't know if I feel like talking to nobody. And then you get a chance to get on a call just like this. And guess what? You hear from other urban CEOs who were dealing with something and they were able to push through, and now they have a breakthrough testimonial. And so if you want to be on the testimonial, then what you've got to do, guys, is you got to make sure that you actually dial into the call by simply calling the number 319-527-6060. Again, 319-527-6060, right? So that's how you call in, and then you're able to share your breakthrough moment. You're able to share exactly what has been happening for you and how things have grown for you and what you've been experiencing through the week. It is designed to be a source of inspiration, information to take you guys to the next level, okay? And so that is very important. Again, you're going to call into that number, guys, and you can call in even while you're listening today if you want to be able to share a great breakthrough moment that you've experienced yourself. So, again, that's what we're going to be doing every single Monday and Friday. And, look, another thing that we're looking for, guys, is we're looking for urban CEO radio hosts. So we're looking for individuals that would like to be a part of this movement as well. If you want to be able to host and be a part of this, maybe you want to share some information, share, you know, you could do the announcements of the day. We're looking for people that can share possibly a quote of the day. Maybe you're reading books and things like that. That is what we're looking for. So we're definitely looking for other urban CEO hosts to be a part of this movement and share the information to our other urban CEOs so that they can be informed as to what is going on. So, again, if you want to be an Urban CEO radio host, make sure that you let us know. Simply go to UrbanCEONetwork.com. That is our Facebook group where you can actually join us in the Facebook group and share what it is that you're interested in. We also are working on a website, guys, that will be coming out very soon. Our website is going to allow you to be able to highlight yourself as an urban CEO, what it is that you do in business. You'll be able to share with anybody about what it is that you do on your particular page. And so we're working on that. That is coming up. We're also going to have Urban CEO t-shirts. We're going to have Urban CEO journals. We're going to have everything Urban CEO. It is definitely going to be a movement. It is going to be a movement. And we're also going to be looking to have VIPs of the day, right? And so we're going to want to be able to bring in a VIP where it's somebody that is making some, you know, substantial movements within the community and doing some great things. And we want to be able to share their journey, you know, give some additional how-tos and steps and things of that nature so that you can help other people to get to where it is that they want to be. So we're going to be looking for VIPs that, you know, are definitely doing some great things, definitely making some, I mean, extreme moves, and we want to be able to highlight them on the radio show. So again, you know, there's just more details coming, guys. We plan on growing this community to well over, for this year alone, our goal is to grow this community to more than 50,000 people. 50,000 people that we're going to grow from the north to the south to the east to the west. We don't want to make this just a national organization. This is going to be an international organization, guys, an international organization. And we're going to be offering the opportunities for individuals to actually become chapter leaders within their markets and everything. So we've got a lot going on, guys. We've got a lot going on, and we're so pumped up and excited about it. Again, if you're interested in being a part of the Urban CEO Network, please make sure, guys, that you go over to urbanceonetwork.com and fill out the information. Oh, Lord, we don't have information. Join the Facebook group right now. That's where you're going to be going to. As I said, we're going to be continuing to work on the page and things of that nature. Now, I am going to open it up. So if anybody eventually wants to share a breakthrough moment for today, we would encourage you guys. We want to hear from you. We want you to share some breakthroughs that you've experienced, okay? What have you experienced? And so if you've experienced anything, this is definitely the time to do so. And I'll explain a little bit more about that when the time does come, okay? When the time does come. So again, you're going to go over to Urban CEO Network, guys, Urban CEO Network, and join in on the fun. But also make sure to post hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. So if you're listening in and you're, whether you're listening to the live or the replay, darling, I would like for you to go over to the Urban CEO Network group and type that you're on the line. Let everybody know as well, what is it that you do? Everybody listening in, I need everybody to participate if we want to grow this thing to 10,000, guys. So make sure you let everybody know what it is that you do by simply going to the Urban CEO Network. Now, you got to include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. This is how we know that you're listening into the live. So for those individuals who want to know, you know, hey, are we allowed to post in the group? Can we share what we do? This is definitely the time to be able to highlight what you do. So let everybody know by going over to the group, okay, what it is that you do and that you are listening in by typing Urban CEO, again, Urban CEO Radio Show, hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. All right, so let's go ahead and begin, because one of the things that you're going to also get a chance to learn is whether or not we're going to be teaching about a new tip, or we're going to be teaching about a new tool, or we're going to be giving you some information, guys. We want you to be able to learn. We want you to be able to walk away from this radio show having learned some new information. We also want you to be able to, you know, take this information and pour it into other people. And so for today, what I want to talk about with you guys is goal setting. Now, because this is our very first call, and because, you know, one of the favorite topics that I love to share is goal setting, I figured that this would be the best way to set up this call to get you guys ready, okay? Now, if you've never heard me talk about goal setting, or if you've heard me talk about goal setting, I definitely want to encourage you guys, this call is for you. Now, this is specifically for anybody who is an entrepreneur, for anybody who is a corporate climber, for anybody who's a stay-at-home mom or even a stay-at-home dad, or you are in between trying to figure out what your next best move is. Goal setting is vital. In fact, 99% of any self-made millionaire will tell you that they use goals to be able to obtain their success. Goal setting is vital. And if you really want to be able to obtain any amount of success that you've never had, you got to be able to track yourself. One of the things I'm always telling my urban CEOs is, guys, you cannot throw things at the wall hoping that they stick. It is so important, right? It is so important, guys, that you do figure out what the game plan is, okay? What the game plan is. By the way, if you're listening into the radio show, please go over to the Urban CEO Network and include your post, okay? Because I see some people are on, so I'm just waiting for you guys to post. And let me know that you are dialed in and include the hashtag Urban CEO. I'm going to go ahead and type mine first. I'm going to say I'm on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, and so you're going to include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, okay? Urban CEO Radio Show. Guys, our goal and mission is to grow this organization to more than 50,000 people all over, not just the United States of America, but the world. And so in order to do that, we all got to participate, all right? So let's get this thing rocking and rolling. So the six steps to setting goals. The first thing, guys, that I like to encourage everybody is to understand that with goal setting, you should also set goals in all areas of your life. And there are eight areas of your life, okay? There are eight specific areas of your life, and I'm going to share with you what those eight areas of your life are. I would recommend that you go ahead and grab yourself a pen and paper. Grab yourself a pen and paper so that you don't miss this information on those eight areas, because I'm going to go through this. I don't want to take too much time, but I definitely want you to be able to understand how you set those goals and where you should set the goals. Because a lot of times, guys, I see people set goals only for like their business, right? But the truth is you really want to be able, if you want to try to have as balanced of a life as you possibly can, you want to set goals in all of these eight areas of your life, or at least the top three for that particular month. So the eight areas start in no particular order. Number one is career or business. Number two is finances and wealth. Number three is friends and family. Okay, friends and family. Number four is recreation, fun, and entertainment. Number five is health and wellness, right? And I mean, like, you know, body, right? So health and wellness, fitness, et cetera, et cetera. Number six is your love life, okay? That's separate from your friends and family, your love life, romantic relationships, et cetera, et cetera. The seventh is going to be your personal or spiritual development, okay? Personal or spiritual development. And then number eight is going to be your environment, where you are, okay, where you are, all right, your physical environment, where you are. I'm very conscious about, you know, placing myself in the right environment, because I know, you know, our actions are determined by the people, places, and things that we constantly surround ourselves with. So those are the eight areas. Now, generally in this training, I go into more depth of how you want to identify which areas you want to focus on. But for the time purposes of this call, let's just say let's focus on your top three, okay? All right. Hey, Atiyah, welcome to the call. Atiyah, make sure you post directly on the timeline. I see a couple of people that have still not posted directly to the timeline. So I'm going to encourage you guys to post directly to the timeline so that we can shout you out. Make sure to include what business you're in and that you're dialed in, okay, that you're dialed in. So make sure you do that. Include hashtag Urban CEO Radio, Urban CEO Radio. I see Ayana. Welcome, Ayana, from Whidbey Island, Washington. Thank you so much for posting. And continue, guys, to anybody else that's listening in, please post directly on the timeline and include hashtag Urban CEO Radio. So what you want to do, guys, is you want to pick your top three areas of your life that you want to focus in on, okay? Those top three areas of your life, and then you want to set goals. Now, the six steps to setting goals are very simple, but sometimes we can overcomplicate them. This is what my goal is for you. Guys, never overcomplicate these goals, okay? Make sure that you keep it simple. Keep it simple, sweetie. So the first step to setting your goal is to set the goal. What is the goal? And be specific. If you have a financial goal, you need to know what is the amount. Not that you want to be able to pay something off, or not that you want to be able to be financially free. Be specific. How much money is that for the particular month? How much money do you want to make this particular month? Because we're setting our goals every single month, okay? So what is the goal? Number two is put a date on it. Now, as I was stating, guys, I make sure that I set monthly goals and I set weekly tasks. So monthly goals and weekly tasks to obtain these goals. You want to set these every single month. So generally, for me, I'm setting my goals before the month starts, and I'm generally setting it to be the last day of the month to obtain this goal, okay? Number three is identify what are the distractions, right? What are the distractions? Ladies and gents, as much as I can tell you that, you know, or as much as I would love to tell you that everything that's worth having is easy to get done, it is not. Guys, there's always going to be distractions. It's called Murphy's Law. If anything can happen, it will always happen. It will always, always, always happen, okay? It will always, always happen. So you got to know that distractions are going to come, but you need to identify the distractions, right? You need to identify the distractions. What are the distractions? How can they, you know, what is it? Is your car? Do you have a bad car? Are you around the wrong people? Is your environment not conducive to where you want to be? Maybe you're living in an area where it's not as motivating. And so when you identify what the distraction is, guess what you can do? You can now find ways to overcome them. You know, for me, when I was writing my book, A Vision to Freedom, when I first wrote that book, guys, I was, you know, I wasn't necessarily in the space that I wanted to be. And so I made a decision that when I wrote this book, I was going to write it in places that inspired me, right? I was going to write it in places that inspired me. I went into this hotel every single day. I wrote my book at the Intercontinental Hotel every single day, and they knew who I was. They knew exactly who I was. I was there every day writing my book because I knew that my environment was directly associated with my success. And so I made sure that I put myself in the right space. I put myself around the right people. It was so important, guys, that I did that. And so you've got to figure out what are the distractions for you, because then when they try to show up, you do not allow them to break you from your focus. The next part of the six steps to setting your goals is going to identify who are you going to work with, who is going to help you to obtain these goals. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not surrounding yourself around the right people to help you obtain these goals, it's very difficult. You've got to know exactly who's going to help you, because also if they're not on the list, I'm going to limit my time with them. It doesn't mean I'm going to necessarily cut everybody off, but I am very, you know, conscious about who I spend my time with. If I've created a set of goals for this month and, you know, John Doe has been identified as not being someone that's typically going to be able to help me with these goals, I'm probably going to limit my association, because at least for this month, because my goals are just that important that I have to make sure that I surround myself with people who are going to help me. Number five is the game plan. So if my goal is to make an extra $5,000 a month, if I want to make an extra $5,000 a month, then what's the? How am I going to do that? Are you selling a product package? You know, let's say my product package costs $497. Well, $497 is what I make in profit. So in order for me to make $5,000, I need to sell 10. So now I have to break it down to how many presentations or how many sales calls do I need to make so that I can sell 10. You got to have a game plan. Those that fail to plan to fail. And so once I identify my goals, I always break down, okay, this is how many workshops this month I need to do. This is how many broadcasts this month I need to do. This is how many conference calls this month I need to do. Guys, I've got a game plan. And then finally, you need to know what's in it for me. We also call this WIFM. WIFM stands for what's in it for me. So this is another thing, guys. You got to make sure that your WIFM is something that you are emotionally connected to. I meet a lot of people, they'll make their WIFM be something that's not motivating to them. Let me give you an example. Like maybe you say, well, if I make $5,000, I'll be able to pay this bill. Ladies and gents, I want you to know that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you've got to stop to smell the roses. And what I mean by that literally is stopping to smell the roses, right? Smell them. Or, you know, even taking time to enjoy this world that we're in. Enjoy the freedom that we have. So if you're going to make $5,000 and that's your income goal, then you maybe take 10% of that and you just blow it on something, whether it's a new bag, new shoes, a full spa day. What are you going to spend that on? Yes, I understand that you've got $5,000 in bills, but many of us, guys, we've been knowing how to make stuff work all this time. you might as well treat yourself to something, okay? Or let's just say you say, okay, I'm going to focus on getting this particular goal. Maybe it's not a financial goal. And you say, for this month, I'm just going to cut back on all TV, or I'm going to cut back on all, you know, social media, or whatever it is, because these are things that are not necessarily bringing you income. Now, y'all know, when I mean cut back on social media, I don't mean you cut back on messaging people and stuff like that, but I mean cutting back on the scrolling, cutting back on, you know, looking at what other people are doing, focusing on you and your business. And so then what you do is if you, you know, hit this goal, then you reward yourself. Maybe you can have a whole, you know, binge day of just watching your favorite reality TV show. What's in it for me, okay? You've got to stop rewarding yourself for inactivity. And many times that's what we do. And so the best way, and I'm telling you, this is the best way to even feel great about accomplishing your goals, is by rewarding yourself. And so figure out what's in it for me. So again, number one is set the goal, okay? Make it plain. Number two is identify your date. Number three is figure out the distractions. Number four is who is going to help you to obtain the goal. Number five is a game plan. And then number six, with them, what's in it for me? Now, what I want to do, guys, is I want to offer the opportunity for you guys to share some breakthroughs, okay? I know we have a couple of callers that are on the line, and we're just going to continue to keep growing this. And so for anybody that's listening in, what a breakthrough is sharing any kind of success that you've had this week, something that you want to share. Or maybe, you know, and it doesn't necessarily just need to be a business. Maybe it's something that you've overcome in life. But if you would like to share, I think the number, what you got to do is press the number one on your keypad, and that will put you into the queue. If you push the number one on your keypad, I believe that will put you into the queue. So go ahead and push the number one if anybody would like to share their breakthrough. So I'm just waiting on some people to do that. Of course, we're just getting started, but I'm so excited because this right here is going to be what's going to motivate so many of our urban CEOs to be a part of this radio show. You get to be a co-host of the day. Now, the way that I'm going to announce you is I'm going to unmute you, and I'm going to announce your last four of your phone number, okay? And then I want you to introduce yourself. I want you to say something like, my name is Taria Vision-Avant. I'm an urban CEO out of Atlanta, Georgia, because I'm in Atlanta right now, and the business that I'm in is XYZ, thus and that. And my breakthrough today is, okay, so I know you might not remember it all, but we'll get good at it as we continue to grow this thing. So we do have one person so far. I'm looking for some other people to go ahead and press one. We have one person so far. I'm looking for some other people to press one so that you can actually share your breakthrough. And you have a total of 90 seconds to share your breakthrough, so make sure you get straight to it, because we've got a lot of people that as we continue to grow that are going to be sharing. So again, I'm waiting on some other people to share their breakthroughs by pressing one on your keypad. But let me go ahead and unmute our very first caller. Again, your number is ending in 1907. You are now live. Hold on, waiting for me to click on the button. There we go. You are now live on the Urban CEO Network radio show. Who do we have on the line? Hello, you are now unmuted, what, ending in 1907, 1907. Going once, going twice. All right, some you got to know your phone number, guys, so make sure you do know your phone number. So I need some people to share some breakthroughs, so I might just go down the line. So if somebody wants to go ahead and share their breakthrough, please press the number one, so we can show everybody how the Urban CEO radio show will go. If we have any of my business partners that are on the line, we would love to hear from you guys as well. So go ahead and press the number one. Press the number one so that you can actually share on the radio show. So again, guys, just as I'm waiting on some more people to step up to the plate and help a sister out, because y'all got me out here looking crazy. No, I'm playing. I know we're going to continue to grow, but I would appreciate especially my partners to jump on the line by pressing number one. But for those of you guys that are listening in, what we're going to be looking for every single week, we're definitely going to be looking for other hosts to be a part of the Urban CEO radio show. What that means is we're going to be looking for someone that can share with us the thought of the day. We're going to be also looking for people that want to be able to share and tell us about, you know, maybe a tip of the day. something of that nature. And so as we continue to grow, we'll be looking for some individuals. This is kind of like our soft launch, but we're going to grow this thing to over 50,000 people this year. Press the number one again, guys, if you want to share and be on the call. But in order for that to happen, we got to make sure we all represent. And so let's see, we have, I believe this is Angie Renee, one of our business partners, and she is going to share her breakthrough. Angie, you are now live on the Urban CEO Network radio show. What's going on?
Hello, hello, Taria. What's going on?
Hey, Angie, I'm doing awesome.
Go ahead.
Oh, it looks like we're losing you, Angie. I don't know. You might be in a bad area. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay, so I think we lost Angie, too. She might be right trying to make this happen. Guys, our next call is going to be Monday. Monday is our next call. We will be doing this call every Monday and every Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the time of our call. This is the Urban CEO Network radio show, guys, every single Monday and Friday. And we want you to get on the line and share what is your breakthrough. Again, we're going to grow this organization to more than 50,000 people this year alone. I know for a fact we're going to get it done. And all we're looking for is just a few people to make this thing rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. So I'm not sure what's going on, but definitely, guys, this is what we're going to do. On next week, okay, so on next Monday, I would like to have more of us absolutely sharing. Listen, y'all. Absolutely sharing on the morning CEO call. We're going to have more of us sharing on this, so just get ready. So let's have some incredible breakthrough stories prepared for the weekend. I know many of you guys are going to go out there and make some great things happen and be ready for us on Monday. Make sure you're in a good place with some good quality reception, my darling, and make sure you are ready to share. So again, a breakthrough is something very simple, but enough, guys, to where even if it's, you might not feel it's such a big deal, but if you've had something that has happened in your business, maybe you've had a new sit down with somebody that turned into an opportunity. Maybe you got booked to speak at an event. Maybe you went and used your book at an event and you sold 20 to 40, 50, 60 copies, whatever it may be. We want to be able to hear from you. Well, guys, that is it for today. Our call as of right now, just starting off until we start getting our co-host to be a part of this, is going to be 30 minutes long. So we don't even want to hold you guys up for too long, but we do want to give you just enough to get you some good stuff, all right? Just enough to get you some good stuff. Again, y'all, my name is Taria Vision Avant. Thank you to everybody who did press one, and I know everybody had some bad reception or didn't know, but we're going to have an exciting time next week. Make sure you guys dial in to the Urban CEO Network radio show, where we are unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. We're showing our young kings and queens that we can build successful businesses in our own way, in our community. With that said, it's been a privilege and a pleasure. My name is Taria Vision Avant, and I'll see you guys on our next edition of the Urban CEO Network radio show. God bless.